between Yahweh
and men.
And men.
The man
not that. See, you want to bring me up. And here you are the friend with the Pope. You see? And here can you pray to Mary to invoke her divine son. See? You get the point? Now they're in the one goat mediator and then the go between. Now see, you can get confused all that. Peter is not a mediator,
right?
Paul is not a mediator. Jeremiah is not a mediator. Mary is not a mediator. No pope, no cons, no preachers, nowhere on earth is a mediator between you and God. And you get no question. How do you like that?
Alright.
Just one mediator. Now look, this is what I told you. I told you through the Apostle Paul. He said that they, the apostles, were ministers by whom you believe, not me.
All right.
Now go with me. They're not in it. Now, you've been deceived all your life on this kind of thing, right? And these preachers around here in the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestant Church and the heathen outfit, they want to show where their leader is. They have to talk to God about them for you. You see the point? And you are indebted to them. You do all you can to God and got tears run down your cheeks and bouncing off your skin and your hand and your box. You just deceived and fooled as you can be.
Men, but one mediator.
That is not the apostle. Just one mediator. Who was that, did you say?
The man, Joshua, the Messiah.
Outside that, there ain't no good. How do you like that?
All right.
Do you see that? If you could just see that, it would help you so much. Just got that much money. And that's and you put your confidence in these satanic spirits incarnated in physical body lying to you about them being in the room and all that kind of thing. Do you see what I mean? Yes. Yeah. It's just not so.
Right.
Now don't come dragging the stuff in here.
Right.
You see? You get the point? If you want to talk about Bar and Muhammad, you understand? But you want to talk, it'd be the same thing you talk about tonight. It'd be the same thing you talk about here tonight. It'd be that. It'd be the same thing you talk about Paul. Now, I'm not going to set limits on you. You understand? Don't you see why it's cool if you come in here and bring some stuff to me?
Right.
Do you see it now? All right, we're on with that. Now we're in Corinthians now. Back over in the second chapter. And I advise you to look at it.
But the natural man.
But the natural man. Now you see, when we're trying to tell you these things, trying to make you see, trying to make you understand something, then you want to debate, you want to argue, you see? You want to tell me about Jehovah's Witnesses? You want to tell me about the Roman Catholic? You want to tell me about the Baptist? You want to tell me about the Methodist? And so on. Mm-hmm. You understand? Wasting your time and trying to get me to waste mine. I don't want to hear it. See, I know better. You see now? You're trying to make me nothing out of me that I'm all right. Paul said, by the grace of Yahweh, I am what? Just what I am. Do you see what I'm talking about? It is not by the grace of a You see what I'm talking about? You understand? Now, they can tell you these things, but you see, they can't tell me that. Those are nothing but erroneous doctrines. And then when I try to tell you, they say it helps you save those souls, and you got your mouth all shot out. You understand? Got your mouth all shot out. All right. But the natural man, now that's why you keep your mouth out. Because you're a natural man. Just like Nicodemus was. He couldn't understand that. He said, that's mild or not, I tell you, you're going to be born. That which is born of the flesh. Now, everybody in this building, everybody in here, or outside, who hasn't been born in the flesh. You all get that. Male or female, every last one of them is born of the flesh. But that which is born of the flesh is flesh. But that which is born of the spirit, that's spirit. And until such a time you are born of the spirit, you can't see a thing. Can't see nothing. Any more so than Nicodemus could see how he could go back in his mother's womb and be born. You understand? You can't see nothing. You see? By virtue of the fact you haven't been born. I don't expect you to go along with me and agree with me. And if you come up here, you get too free with that agreeing with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
See?
That's right.
Get the point? See what I'm going to say? You ought to quit lying.
That's right.
That's right. You can't agree. You might try and say, If I hand you a couple of bucks, you might be able to see them. A piece of bread, a piece of meat, or something, give you some place to stay or something. You see that.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Right.
Natural man just can't see.
Right.
You understand?
That's right.
All right, great.
A natural man receives not the pain.
Now,
the
see, you've not already seen the natural spirit. Right. Now, see, wait a minute. Now, here you are up here. Just to give you the idea. Now here it is up here, he's praying over some bread and some wine. And he's claiming that, see, that through his prayer, see, that bread and that wine, although it has this same appearance, it is substantiated, or in other words, you don't understand that three or four syllable word there, you see.
You see?
It just means it's changed into the actual good. And body of God's love in the back. That's the bridge and the wine, the king. Am I saying so you understand?
Yeah.
Now let me tell you this. Now this is what he would be doing. See? He would be standing up that creating Christ. He would be creating Yahuwah the Messiah. In other words, if he changed into his actual body and his blood. See? You get it now? Mm-hmm. He would be changed into the actual body and blood of God's Word Messiah. You understand? And then he gives you, and he said to you, Yahuwah said, take. 26 chapter Matthew 20, but take. He gives my body and this is my blood. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Of the new covenant, which is shed by the ransom of men. Is that right?
Right.
See, you sitting down and haven't been born. See? Get the point? And you can't see anything, you know, further than off in your nose. You say, yeah, but you just did say it. You said for us to do it. You didn't say anything. You don't realize it's in another world or another age. Under the dispensation of the law. And he's well enough like Christ, that is the truth. So he needs to come to the
end. You see what I mean?
Yeah. And yet, he's never been sexual in that. And they never have a sexual. And after your information,
But that's to keep you from being deceived and fooled. You never have either. Nobody
ain't. That's right. That's right.
And that ain't all. You never will. Not like that. They just kidding. See? And he saw you wasn't born. You see? You take that bad enough. And look, he's telling you that. See? See? Well, look here. You take this old man of them type of person. Thank you. It's much worse. See, who's ready? He didn't get ready to think of this kind of word. He is directed. His person. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Said damnation in that sort of thing at first. But now listen to the wonderful thing. There you are down there, you know, all around giving you. You don't take it, you don't take it. You don't take it. You've been in it. You've been in it. And you'd rather die and go to the lake rather than for somebody to think you've been in it. And you're telling on your own. Because you're an after man. You can't understand the thing that's this. You can understand that it breaks you, cracks you, or something like that. You see, you put it in your mouth and masticate it, mature it up, swallow it all down, go down the throat, and go on down into the intestinal tract. See? The digestion is assimilated. Is that right? And the substance of it passes on through the abdominal cavities and on into the bloodstream. Is that right? It gives you strength in your physical body, but it don't do a thing. You are wise. Ain't that right? You're trying to get off and in, but you don't know what to do. It's condemned, you understand? Because it's on the same place. And everybody comes home, jump on me at that. If you folks down there ain't all don't believe in communion. You all don't believe in one day, do you? You all don't believe in washing the dishes. Now, Jesus said, as often, you understand, you eat this bread, and if I be in your Lord and Master, wash your feet. Say, look, fella, I know what's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
See? Well, then, Jesus washes the Bible. He's showing us stupid, humiliating, how humble he was.
No.
See? Well, that's what happened. It was fulfilling of the law, but most of all, he ain't having the door of the tabernacle. See? Oh, nice, but I can't find them. Right here. You watch that the brazen lake. And put on the garments before it's anointing all. Before they can receive the air. And here you got right back here. Here's the Passover. See? I give you the blood of my blood. And rise up from the table and then wash his disciples' feet. And look what he said to them. He said, you know what I'm doing? You think you're all that stupid that they didn't know that he was washing his feet? And surely they didn't want all that stupid feet. They said, you've never washed my feet. You know he was washing his feet.
Yeah.
Evidently, didn't he? Yeah. And so he said, I don't wash his feet. You understand? Well, no problem. They said, you don't know what I'm doing now. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
But you don't know hereafter. See? Now here comes up the Apostle Paul. He wasn't love your right in the Messiah for love the church and gave himself for that he might sanctify and cleanse by the washing of the water by the word. He's the word.
Mm-hmm.
He's the word. In the beginning was the word was with Yahweh. Okay, that's right. The word was made, but he's the word. See? Washing their feet. See? Yeah, you got to have your blood to wash. And when he did that night, it wasn't no parts of none of them.
That's right.
They call it have to come up first. After you come, it'll affect after his death. See, so he has got the resurrection down and go on into heaven. Before this comes, he said, but you shall know hereafter, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit has come, they refuse to them, and that's what he was doing. That's the walking of regeneration plan, that's the regenerator. That washing their feet. And fulfillment of this back here. It was a tight kind of cap. You understand?
All right.
Now it's washed by the water, by the word. Now here you are sitting up here. See, you're washed by the water, by the word. You understand? Listen. Paul said Timothy be entering in season and out of season, exhorting with you with all long suffering and doctrine. You understand? And I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ that you have in your King James. I charge you before Yahweh. Is that right? And Yahshua the Messiah. Preach the word. See? And look, folks, let me tell you something about that. See, when he did that, the reason why he told him to do it, I want you to see what happened. There was riots, mobs on the inside. You talking about somebody getting up in here, or getting up trying to confuse somebody. See? Everywhere you preach the word, say the real word, because they were not there. See? They couldn't see through this, right? They were carnal-minded. You understand? It caused a riot. They had it right inside the building and out on the street too.
Right.
See? You see the phone? I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
That's right. We're doing pretty well. Be able to preach around here. You see, with all the carnal-minded intellectual so-called giants, theological giants, and then don't have no more fights and riots and disputes and debates and whatnot. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, since I mentioned that, I'd like to say something about Hebrew and Greek. Now, you see, when we tell you, we're coming here and tell you this is it, I try to make it clear. Now, this is the true Hebrew name of the Bible. I said it was not Jehovah. It is not Allah. You see? It is not God, Bishop. Now, I said, now somebody say, but look, do I just have to speak in Hebrew? See? Now, let me ask you a simple question. Does Yahweh have a right to raise up Moses out of the wilderness? And do you think he's got sense enough to know his own name? And this, when he told Moses, Moses was a Hebrew, and he spoke to Moses in Hebrew. See? Now, he did not speak to him in Greek. You see?
Right.
Now, here comes along somebody. He didn't speak to him in Aramaic either.
Right.
He spoke to him in Hebrew. See? Now, that's why we said that's a true Hebrew name of the Father. You get it now?
Yes.
Now, you don't have no right to come along and say, well, this is not. That's Hebrew, and I don't have to know Hebrew. See? Now, here's what you're too dumb to realize. You're too dumb to realize that you're arguing with the Creator.
That's right.
You're just too stupid for that. You understand?
That's right.
Now that's what he said his name was. And look, oh, they couldn't even pronounce his name. I ain't got time to worry about that. See, without the consonants in the Bible.
That's right.
Okay. Now look, at this time now, for your information, at this time now, you can go in bookstores all over the world and pick up the book, and they'll tell you that that's the true Hebrew name.
Right.
Any dictionary, any encyclopedia, and all will tell you that that is it. You do see what I mean? Well, now, why do you want to hide this? You get the point? We told you this was a fool. Well, why would you want to come down here and hide around with me about the name being Allah? Now, let me say this. Another person said, yes. He said, well, what difference does it make? Let me ask you this, what difference would it make if somebody called you out of your name?
That's right.
Would it make any difference with you? Your name is Bill Potter, isn't that right? Or William Potter. If somebody come along and called you Bob Harris. You see what I mean?
Right.
We're going to go into that in this special lesson. We're going to go into that thing in this special lesson. And I'm going to show you the reality of it. Just get right down. Now your name, we're gonna keep. whatever your name is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll tell you what we know about it. We're not going to do that tonight. But you come on back.
Okay.
I don't come back if I'm artist. But the natural man, he don't understand the thing, does he? Oh, that foolishness under him. Listen, neither can he know it. Can't know it. Because I said, don't you see, don't you? No, I don't see. How did old see? I'm a kind man
going to see. Just for you. If he seen, he wouldn't be arguing with
you. And when you do see, that's the end of the argument.
That's right.
All right, read them.
Neither can he know.
If he can't know. You see, now here's what you're trying to do. Trying to make somebody know something. There ain't no way in the world you make them know. Allah. See, now look, and you're saying what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
Then you tell me why it was that Yahweh and Joshua told the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses said that. See, that when they went across here and worshiped idols, they had idols down here in Egypt.
Right.
You see? And the Egyptians had Thebes and Isis.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
You see? Went on up through here and went on up into Canaan land. You understand? That Bill, listen now, Edmund. You're asking what difference does it make? See? Whether we call him God or Jehovah or whatnot. You understand how his name? Well, see, that if it don't make no difference, why don't you call him Bill? Why don't you call him Moloch?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It don't make no difference. Why do you want to call him Yahweh if it don't make no difference? Why do you want to call him Allah if it don't make no difference? Just might as well call him Bill. That's what they done.
Right.
That's what they done. And the difference it made, they were sent away into captivity.
Right.
Oh, we'd
have been out of
7 years.
Right.
That's right. And you don't see any door for it, understand? You're going to first, before the judgment seat of Yahweh, you're listening to me here. You're right. Well, let me carry the thing on through like a grip. Show you what this is like. See, right where you are set, in your seat, you either have the Holy Spirit or else you don't have it. You understand? You just don't have it. Or you do have it. And if you have it, as I told you before, and I still have to repeat it, you see, it does make a difference.
Yeah, that's right.
You know where you come from. You're not expecting to find out where you come from. You know. You know where you're going to.
I guess too far to be appropriate for all that these things. But I'm going to say, I'll give you this way real short.
You either set them right in hell right where you set. I mean now, I'm somebody.
Why?
Or in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, don't you know I don't believe that?
Why, sure I know you don't believe it.
Because you don't know that, just like all them other things you don't know. Now, let me get this real quick. This one. Time's passing by. We don't have the rest of it. And this dog get me faked out of this watch.
you won't be out. But I do want to say this, just so I'll have to hurry now, so then that means it's going to have to live. Now, pay attention to what I say. Them satanic spirits that was cast out of heaven, angels and sin, don't they see your angels? See, they were incarnated in him. And then Joshua said, there's 12. And they said, out, cast out. Them satanic spirits were in him. And this is what they were doing. See, some of them in the mouth.
Condition, you don't realize what you're doing, so if you're invisible. Then got the nerve to think that somebody in telling you wants to be bothering you and all food. I know sometimes you bother me.
See, I had to stand up and say this, though. You see?
Now, you see, buddy. Now, a natural man don't understand spiritual things. Neither can you know it. Why? Because they have to be revealed as designed by the Holy Spirit. Now, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have anything to do with it. Now, I want you to see what we're talking about. See, you remember that I told you a while ago that Paul can't tell me nothing, Peter can't tell me nothing, Isaiah can't tell me nothing. Do you understand? They ain't nothing telling me nothing. See, you can't tell me nothing. Listen, I can't tell my own self something. Mm-hmm. See, that's what's wrong. See, I was telling myself things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See? And I imagine I was something. Boy, I was important. You could get up in prison if you didn't pat me on the back and say, you sure did preach the one of the funny.
Don't you know that the Son of God shall judge the world? Don't you know that?
Seventh chapter of Matthew, the first verse, he is man. Judge not for she and then you do. You understand? But you see, he was talking to them, they didn't have the whole thing, they didn't have the same judgment. They were all in the same way. You understand? They didn't have the same. But now when they got the Holy Spirit, you understand? Then they got the judgment. Said, now he that is spiritual that got the Holy Spirit, then everything you say,
right.
If you drink a little drop there, you got to take it. If you have a question, you want it answered. You understand? Just step tight. Step tight and think. You understand? I'll pick you up and answer your question and save you all that embarrassment. Because I'm getting them vibrations, both negative and positive all the time.
Yet he himself is just a moment.
Yet he himself, see, Daddy, ain't nobody bothers me, ain't nobody worries me. You see what I'm talking about? Yet he himself is just a moment. Read.
For who has known the
now, here's what I want to get you to see. See, now, Calvary, now, this will be right down to where I'm right my head. Now, I said, it's such a room by position and question, you understand? And this and that and the other, you understand? And they and me got sent up some of them point out the scriptures to. It's going to tell you something that somebody else said. They ain't got no scripture for it at all. And you remember I told you that the scripture was revealed, and most of them wrote down, the prophets wrote down what Yahweh revealed to them in the scripture, you understand? And you ain't even smart. You're going to take the scripture for it. You see? You get the point?
Yes.
Now look, Yahweh, what he has in him, you understand? In his, about his own person.
Right.
Now who is it?
A mother of his creatures that has known his mind. That what?
That he may teach it.
Now how in the world are you going to teach Yahweh?
Right.
See, who's known his mind in the first place? That he might be able to be instructed.
Right.
Now this is what we're telling you. Now listen, folks. See, now Yahweh is in me. See, the Holy Spirit is in me. Or in you. You see? Now if that speaks to them, now who is it? Can some cardinal come along and instruct them?
No.
Now this is what Yahweh had in mind. From the very beginning. See, you come out. All of it. You come out, right? Yeah. Right. All of you know it. Now, let's have a faith. Now, you don't go back by your folks and no pardon and mine ever happened. Right. You go back. And that was just the only thing that ever came back. You understand?
Thank you.
Now, Dr. Pass told you something this morning. Dr. Dennis did too. Yeah. See? Now, it says a black man, see, comes with the creation. I said, that's a lie.
By your own name.